Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget all the cool things you can do that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including my newsletter, including our blog, including the archives, including the articles, and our 500-plus Brain Trust members, the members of our Brain Trust who, these are the small business experts from all around the world, mostly across the United States, but some of them from other parts of the world, like our new friend Paul Hannum is with us now. Paul is one of the co-authors of Take Charge of Your Mind. Paul is an entrepreneur. He has owns his own business, his own technology company, and he helps people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, and he's our new friend. Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And exactly where are you calling us from?
Well, I'm calling from about 20 miles south of London in England.
Right.
And it's our hottest week of the year. It's about 100 degrees nearly here, so we're having extraordinary weather. It's more like the States at the moment than England.
Right. Well, I was not far from you not too long ago. Landed at Gatwick and took a car and drove down to Stonehenge on my way to Scotland. So I wasn't I wasn't far from you there.
No, but you're very near. No, it's an amazing place.
It really is. Well, thank you for joining us, Paul, and congratulations to you and John on your book, Take Charge of Your Mind. One of the things that you guys talk about in your book is the fact, and I'm going to paraphrase a lot of your book here in a short sentence and let you talk to us about this a little bit. Basically, we have a lot of brain power on a lot of different levels that we just don't use, and you guys are going to try to help us unleash some of that power, don't you?
Absolutely, you're quite right. I think, for me, the heart of the book is about helping you access those parts of the brain which we don't normally reach. One of the problems is in our education system, and when we do MBAs, and you know, we're always learning cognitively through reading. We're very rarely engaging our emotions. We're very rarely thinking about our breathing, our physical state, and we very rarely think about other people as well, other than what we can get from them. And
Wait a minute, Paul. Are you saying that human beings are self-absorbed? This is news.
This is breaking news, Paul. It must be a revelation for some to say.
Yes, I've never heard this before.
It is a completely original idea.
So, yeah, I mean, exactly. That's the thing. One of the things that's so interesting to me about human beings is how caught up we are with ourselves, and so are you saying that the more self-absorbed we are, the more we actually limit the use of our brain?
Well, what I found, and you know, when I talk about this, I'm talking partly from lecturing in organizational behavior and psychology, but more importantly from being an entrepreneur and working with entrepreneurs over the last 25 years. And what I found is that we get stuck in patterns. Every day we get stuck into patterns. Sometimes we spend our days in regret, or sometimes anxiety, sometimes in hope and excitement. But we get caught in what psychologists call rumination, which is dwelling on what we need and what we're worried about. And when you're starting up a business in particular, these patterns can take over your life. And it's just like you're trapped, basically. And what we're trying to do in the book is release you from these patterns so you can get you can really see the landscape of what's in front of you rather than being stuck in your own, you know, dwelling on your own thoughts.
It's amazing to me how human beings become, and we all do this to some degree, some more than others, but we become almost like cattle. Wherever we, you know, whatever the world puts in front of us, that's what we take, that's where we go. And instead of waking up and saying, wait a minute, this is not what I want. I want something else, and I'm prepared to go do something. I'm prepared to do something to get that.
Yes, you're right, and this starts very early on in childhood. We go from, you know, I used to use the analogy, we go from one box to another. We're in our box at home, and we go in our cars to another box, to a school or an office, and we're just going through somebody else's plan of how we should live. And even if you're very wealthy, you can still be trapped in these patterns from
sometimes,
very early on.
Sometimes the wealthy are the most trapped.
I absolutely agree
their
with
wealth,
you.
Their wealth traps them.
Very much so, because the more they have, the more they want. And it's what psychologists call the hedonic treadmill. You always want more.
It's not only that. Sometimes the more they have, the more afraid they are of risking what they have because they don't know how to get that back.
You're quite right. And fear is probably, for me, the most powerful emotion of all. That is what really keeps us trapped. If you risk financially, you can still be trapped psychologically.
You and John, the book is called Take Charge of Your Mind. You have a take charge method that I'd like for you to tell us about.
Certainly. Well, the idea behind the method was really distilling quite a lot of complex new ideas on psychology and how the brain works into very simple steps that anybody can use. Most management books are written for managers and leaders, and this certainly is too, but it's actually written for everybody at work to help you literally take charge of your mind. And what it is, it's a system of breathing techniques, of thoughts and ways of redirecting your energy and your attention to using far more of your brain, but in very simple method.
Well, and we're going to take a break in a minute or so, and I'm going to get you to go into a little more detail. But folks, one of the things that they talk about is how to be more alert, how to stop worrying. I mean, if you can stop me from worrying, Paul, that would be a great thing for you to do today.
Well, I'll certainly do
because
my best.
Because as you know, I'm a small business owner like you are and have been. We have lots of things to worry about, like whether we can make payroll this week or whether the bank's going to let us have the money or whether the next customer is going to accept our proposal. There are plenty of things to worry about out there.
There certainly are. And the question is, you're going to have to do these things anyway. You're going to have to deal with the bank manager. You're going to have to deal with creditors. But it's separating the doing of the task from the emotions you have of it.
Now, that's a big deal right there. And that's exactly where I want to pick up when we come back on the other side of these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate is 20 after. And we're visiting with our new friend, Paul Hannum. He's calling us all the way from England. And we'll be right back after these messages. Here's Del Shannon to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Paul Hannum. He's the co-author of Take Charge of Your Mind, along with John Selby. And Paul, when we went to the break, you were going to give us some examples of how to take charge of our mind and how to stop the worrying was one of the things I think you were going to help us with. How to separate the task at hand that's so concerning and the emotional element of that.
That's right. It's when the emotion of doing something gets so wrapped up in the task, it can be overwhelming. For me, one of the best illustrations of how to operate, whether you're an entrepreneur, a manager, an employee, is to look at great sports people, particularly someone like Tiger Woods or Roger Federer. I'm a keen tennis player. And when you see Federer play or Woods play golf, they are in what I call a state of relaxed alertness. Their brain is completely focused on what they are doing. They're not thinking, oh, I wonder if I'm going to miss this shot, or what's going to happen tomorrow, or, you know, what's the next tournament. They're totally focused and present, yet they're relaxed. There's a sort of relaxed state.
They're focused on the execution instead
Absolutely.
Of getting caught up in what might happen.
Yes, and I would say one of the biggest problems I've found over many decades of working with people and coaching and training them is people's inability to focus and stay present on a task and overcome the emotion they have associated with the task. So if you're going into a tough sales call, for example, a lot of the energy goes into worrying about what might go wrong or might happen, and not enough on actually just doing the task.
Well, you know, Stevie Williams, Tiger Woods' caddy this week, said that he'd never seen Tiger so relaxed, and consequently, he said he in all 72 holes he missed only 3 shots, which is just phenomenal if you know anything about golf. But you know, Paul, it's easy to say what you just said. How do we do it?
Well, what we found is that the mind is like a wild horse. It's like a Mustang, and you have to learn how to control it. And this is what Buddha said nearly 3,000 years ago. And what we're doing is really an extension of very old ideas. And the key is where you are putting that attention. You've got this amazing power of attention in your mind, and it's where you direct it. And for us, the first stage of that is taking control of your breathing. It's very difficult to stop thinking. Even if you've been meditating 50 years, you're still going to think. It's quite difficult to change negative to positive thoughts. But what you can do is focus all your energy on your breathing. Great sports people, great business people, they're able to go into their body and be very grounded and very balanced. We have techniques to help you do that. And then you can change and shift your attention to where you want it to go.
So you're saying that just by changing our breathing, that will help us stay in the moment and focus on the execution?
Yes, and perhaps the most important thing of all is when you focus all your energy on breathing, you interrupt what are often very negative patterns. For example, research shows very clearly that if you focus on your breathing through your nose and also on your breathing in your abdomen at the same time, on those two sensations, you can't do that and still think. So the first thing you have to do is actually stop the thinking, get yourself into this neutral, relaxed state, and then you are back in charge and you can redirect your mind to what you want to do.
The folks we've had on the show who are meditators have said that as well.
Oh, and it's so true. I mean, if there's one thing to do in life, and our book is very much based on it, it's meditation, it's yoga, it's anything that gets you grounded in the present moment. We live in our heads far too much. And the whole of the world is one big distraction, the media, advertising, shops, everything.
One of the things you talk about in your book are what you call the 5 modes of consciousness. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Certainly. Well, these are really 5 states which we move back and forth to most of the time. Perhaps the state we're in most of the time is really our cognitive state. We're thinking, we're analyzing, we're thinking in language. Another state which we don't go into nearly enough is really, for example, our emotional state. One of the fastest growing areas that I've been very much involved in is emotional intelligence, is understanding that the key, or one of the most important things in business, is to know what you're feeling and be aware of other people's feelings. So part of what we're doing in Take Charge of Your Mind is redirecting your attention from just thinking logically about everything and opening up to the possibility of thinking emotionally. Now, you need both. You need to merge logic with emotional decision making. But the problem is most people get, and particularly men, I would say, get too stuck in the conceptual thought.
Well, see, and this is important for entrepreneurs, because there comes a point, and you know this very well, Paul, there comes a point when you've researched all you can research, you've studied all you can study, you understand as much as you have been able to find out, and you have to take the leap of faith.
You do. You absolutely do. And it's also about self-awareness. One of the questions, I work with a lot of startups, and I advise entrepreneurs often just as friends. And one of the things I ask them is, why are you doing this? Do you really know what are your reasons? And it's amazing how many people go into business because they're for negative reasons. They're moving away.
Well, even if they do know, and as you say, it probably is negative, they may not even know. They may not have even thought about it. Paul, I'm going to stop you because we got more to talk about, and I hope you'll come back another day.
Oh, definitely.
The book is called Take Charge of Your Mind. You want to give us a website, Paul?
Yes, certainly. Well, my website is www.paulhannam.com.
And that's an M on the end, right?
Yes, it's HANNAM for Michael. And also our book's available on Amazon and all other book sites. So, and also John Selby has a really wonderful site called Take Charge Online.
Take Charge Online. Thank you very much, Paul, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with Bill Schley. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.